to drive a truck right through the middle of mine, so there's not a whole lot left here, but no, they both did very, very good, and I appreciate their messages. But what I wanted to bring up this morning was things that you don't forget, things like there's certain kinds of pain that you don't forget. Some of it's physical, some of it's emotional, and certain things like, you know, maybe touching a live wire. Certainly some of you probably have had that opportunity, maybe when you're changing a light switch or installing an outlet and you turned off the wrong breaker or you forgot to turn off the breaker before you started working on it. You touch that wire and you know it. You don't forget about that, and most of you know that I work on the railroad. One of the things that I work on is electrical circuits, and I work on switch machines, which move the movable portion of the track switch so a train can move from a main track to a siding. And in those switch machines, there are indication contacts, and they're internal to the machine, and they tell the position of the switch to the signal equipment, and the signal equipment can display the correct aspect so the train crew knows which route they're taking. And I test those switch machines and the signals to make sure they're all working properly. Part of that process is breaking, what we call breaking down the switch machine, and we have to manipulate the contacts of the machine to make it the contacts pick or break, depending on what we're looking for. And that we have to check that against the relays in the house, which is where all the electronics are contained to govern the signals. But that switch machine contact has to correspond to the relay position in the house. And normally when you do that process of checking the contacts to make sure they're working properly, you're checking each one individually. Use a stiff piece of plastic, like a credit card or something like that. And you have to manipulate those contacts very precisely so that they're operating the way they're supposed to. Now, in most of the switch machines I work in, there's three different circuits. You have 120 volt AC, 12 volt DC, and 24 volt DC. And each one has a specific purpose, but you have to do the work while the circuits are live, or the whole thing isn't going to work right at all. And so experience and reading some of the schematics has told me what I can and cannot touch inside the machine when it comes to the electrical circuits. And I've made a few mistakes. You touch something, like I said, and you know it, and you're like, yep, that's not where my hand's supposed to be at. but I've done it a few years and have gotten a little bit better at putting my hands in the right spots. But I had an opportunity a few years ago. I was working with a contractor employee, and he didn't know very much about what we were working on. He was digging in the underground wire that went into the machine, and he was showing some interest, and so I was showing him what I was doing and explaining to him how to manipulate the contacts and in what order you have to do this in. So I was showing him, but I was just using my fingers because I know what I'm doing. And I was showing how to move the contacts there and what we were looking for. But I realized from talking to him, his experience level, he didn't really know that much. All he knew that there was electricity in the electrical compartment of the switch machine. And to him, it might as well all have been 120 volt AC. But he didn't know that I was only touching the low voltage contacts in there. And so when we got done with it, he asked me a question. He said, "How'd you do that? Didn't it hurt?" I just smiled at him. I said, "Yes, but I'm a man. I can take it." So it got me thinking, how did Jesus endure the cross? He had no superhuman power. Philippians 2 tells us that he emptied himself, taking the form of a servant and coming in the likeness of a man. He had really no advantage up there. Turn over to Matthew chapter 26 with me. And we'll read this passage that Kyle read earlier. We'll start here in verse 37. It says, "And he took with him Peter and the two sons of Zebedee, and he began to be sorrowful and deeply distressed. And he said to them, 'My soul is exceedingly sorrowful, even to death. Stay here and watch with me.' He went a little further and fell on his face and prayed, saying, 'Oh, my Father, if it is possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not what I will, but as you will.' Then he came to the disciples and found them asleep and said to Peter, 'What, could you not watch with me 1 hour? Watch and pray, lest you enter into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak.' He went away again a second time and prayed, saying, 'Oh, my Father, if this cup cannot pass away from me, unless I drink it, your will be done.' And he came and found them asleep again, for their eyes were heavy. So he left them, went away again and prayed the third time, saying the same words. Then he came to his disciples and said to them, 'Are you still sleeping and resting? Behold, the hour is at hand, and the Son of Man is being betrayed into the hands of sinners. Rise, let us be going. See, he who betrays me is at hand.'" There's a couple things that I wanted to point out, and Kyle brought this out as well. In verse 37, it says he was sorrowful and deeply distressed. And in verse 38, sorrowful even to death. He was preparing for more than just physical pain. He was preparing for the loss of fellowship, that separation from his Father. Jesus was willing and able to go through the crucifixion because he knew he was the Son of God. His mental picture of who he was would allow him to endure anything necessary for our benefit. So when we partake in this bread that represents his broken body and the cup that represents his blood that was shed for us, we do this in remembrance of him and proclaim his death until he comes. Jesus was able to go through this process of his crucifixion because he had an accurate picture of who he is, verified by God's word. If we then are called children of God by his word, what can we accomplish as his body in fellowship with him with an accurate picture of who we are? Jesus endured the cross not because he was a man, but because he is the Son of Man. Let's pray. Great Father in heaven, Lord, we are reminded of the fellowship that we have with you as we gather around your table this morning. Lord, we are thankful that we are able to be a part of this camp, and we are thankful that we are thankful for the sacrifice that allows us to be a part of your body, and we are thankful to be called your children. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.